Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it. This is a really hallmark to get us started on the week, and it is Jim Bianco of Chicago with Bianco Research, who has a research note that the entire street hangs on. And they do because he synthesizes together our economics, our finance, our investment, and indeed pulls in some international relations as well. Jim, you talked about resilient rates. It was an arch call 6 months, 9 months ago or so. I would suggest we've gotten a Bianco market where there's disinflationary tendencies and then rates don't come down. How do you recalibrate that into the second quarter of 2024?
I think it's going to be recalibrated by people's changing their expectations about the Fed. You know, the old line on Wall Street was the Fed hikes until something breaks. And the assumption 6 or 9 months ago was all the hiking and those high interest rates obviously broke something, right? Well, turns out maybe it didn't. We thought for a moment a year ago it was the banking system, but it survived that as well. So now we're starting to see everybody push off those rate cuts into the future. March is now priced out as a rate cut meeting. May is priced out as a rate cut meeting. June is still a rate cut meeting, but that's the 4 months away or 3 months away. Excuse me. There's a lot of data that could come. And the data recently has been very strong. So the recalibration, I think, is going to be, as I like to jokingly say, the rate cuts are going to always be 60 or 90 days away. And in 60 to 90 days, they're going to be 60 to 90 days away.
Jim, you know, I'm wondering, you know, back when the market was pricing in something on the order of 150 basis points of cuts only a few months back, do you think that the market was pricing in the risk that something would break? And in your opinion, have we gotten past that? I mean, should we not be concerned about, you know, reserve repo facilities, the plumbing, the TGA, and the U.S. Treasury market? I mean, you know, if something were to break, what do you think that might happen here in the U.S.?
Yeah, no, I think that the market was pricing in this idea back in January when we had six rate cuts, that the rate hikes had broken something, that we were going to have a soft landing, inflation was going to go down to 2%, or maybe we were even going to have a recession. And now the reality is that isn't happening. Sure, we should be always concerned that there is going to be a problem in the plumbing of the financial system or some geopolitical event or something else that's unforeseen. But that's not how this Fed works. They work on data dependency. Show me data that shows that things have turned south. Don't give me a narrative that there's a problem out there. And the show me data is not there right now. It's actually pretty strong. And the inflation rate in the inflation data, I've been arguing, might be bottoming right now, somewhere in the high twos to low threes on a year-over-year basis on most of the headline numbers.
And that's the second time we've heard that this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, people are catching up with Bianco.
Yeah, the no landing scenario, right? I mean, look, I mean, that's really where I'm, my question for you, Jim, is where are we in the interest rate cycle here? I mean, are we, I mean, we've seen this backup here in U.S. Treasury deals. That's largely driven by real rates, by growth expectations. You know, what are your thoughts on growth as we look ahead into the end of, really into March?
Well, if potential growth is 2.5%, we've had six quarters in a row now where we've been at potential or above it. There has been no soft landing. There has been no recession. And it looks like the first quarter is tracking to be at potential or potentially above it, too, for a seventh quarter. And I think that that's going to continue, as I like to jokingly say, unless I wake up someday and my Bloomberg is full of red headlines and everybody's hyperventilating. Well, then I'll change my forecast if that happens. But short of that, we're going to continue with this no landing, and we're going to continue with what looks like bottoming inflation, and slowly we're going to drag more and more people into this camp.
In the original medical moment we were in, and I think we still, we don't know where we were in the pandemic, coming out of it, I got too many people, Jim Bianco, telling me the pandemic's over, and I just don't buy it. I look at the stimulus that was derived from multiple stimuli, and also I look at the debt buildup of the federal government. Are we getting a nominal GDP group that makes everybody feel good simply because we've had a debt overlay over 72 months?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you really want to boil it down, there's two main drivers of higher nominal GDP. The first one is big government spending or the deficit. The government is just spending so much money right now, it's almost going to be hard to have a recession. And the second one is the savings rate ran at around 6% pre-pandemic. That means that for every dollar somebody made, they spent 94 cents of it. Today, the savings rate is running at 4%. For every dollar they make, they spend 96% of it. That increased consumption is what's been pushing the economy too, and has been providing support for the inflation story. People are spending more money on things. And this is after inflation. So it's more units of things they're buying. It's not just that the prices are higher. That is going to keep the economy strong until those two dynamics change. Either the government spends less money, and they're not going to unless there's a crisis that forces them, or people's propensity to spend slows down. And I just don't see that happening right now.
I mean, the nominal GDP, what's your GDP run rate, given your idea that rates will stay higher, will be resilient? What is your real GDP and nominal GDP call forward?
Yeah, it's on my headstone right now because I've got 3% on inflation, 2.5% on nominal GDP.
Yeah, 2.5%.
2.5% on growth, real growth, 3% on inflation, 5.5% on nominal GDP. And ultimately, I think that that's where interest rates are going to go, is to 5.5%. And that's what's on my headstone, that everybody's freaking out that the rates could go that high. I think they can, and they won't break anything if they get that high. That's the part that everybody seems to miss about that call.
Fascinating. And folks, I can't say enough about a 5% plus nominal GDP. It just solves a lot of problems for corporations. It's just like the beautiful, wonderful thing.
I can't believe we're talking about a 5% nominal GDP.
I cannot either.
And Jim Bianco, that's China-esque.
Jim Bianco way out in front of this. Bianco research there from spring training for the White Sox and the Cubs. Futures.